just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus,
cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus,
cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Let's shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
One more time, let's shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Your name,
cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Lord, I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
We give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, there is no one like you. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. We serve a powerful Jesus. Come on, crew. We serve a powerful, powerful God, a God who never fails, a God who never lets us down, a God who is with us from the beginning to the end. He walks through this journey with us, church. And we can just sing that again. Your name is power. Church, amen.
Amen.
You're going to be in the worship tune, Cruz. We're going to have you on the stage. Hey, amen. Good morning, everyone. A big welcome. If you're here for the first time, it's lovely to have you. And we're here on a youth-led baptism service. And we've got two guys. Hey, we're bigger than me. But we have two candidates today that we're going to, just be really with and thank God for their lives. So all the notices are in your book, as you know. And if you need any more further notices, please see us. They'll be all on our website as well. But if you need anything, just come and see us or anybody else, and we can always tell you what's going on. So, birthday box. I've been up here again, and I'm thinking, please let me get another birthday. Is there any birthdays coming up this week or next week for my young people? Anyone? No? Oh, but do we have birthdays? Hey, how many more? Any more? Oh, another birthday? It's two. Any more on the adults? Three. Any more adults? So we are back. Hey, people as well at the back. Wow. So there's four adult birthdays. So let's give them our best voices, yeah? Let's go. So we're going to hand back to the worship team, who are going to be singing worship songs that the candidates have asked for. And we're going to hand back to the team to do that. Amen?
This first song is a new one to a few of us. So if you do know it well, sing loudly. I'll say that again. This song is a new one to the church, so if you do know it, please do sing loudly. That's Who I Praise by Brandon Lake. Ready? One.
Like David, I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas, tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. But the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. Cause I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, shaking, breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the hand that feeds it undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I'm gift like Mary. I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what'll make it though. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, breaking taker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I praise the God who's proven he can do impossible things. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. He is the Lion of Judah. He is the Lamb that was slain. The only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. He is the risen Messiah. He is the Ancient of Days. The only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Praise the God who's proven he can do impossible things. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. What I
completely lost it.
Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Every breath that I am able,
got.
So, without further ado, we're going to welcome up Ife, who's going to share a testimony. And then from her testimony, we're going to witness your baptism. So Ife, if you'd like to come up. Amen.
Good morning, church. I'll read out my testimony now. My name is Ife. I grew up in a Christian family and accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I was baptized more than 10 years ago, but it was done by sprinkling. So over 2 years ago, I started attending this church where I witnessed several baptisms by immersion. One Sunday during the service, I saw three people baptized in the first service, and then another service, five people. As I watched, I felt a strong conviction in my spirit to come forward, put my name down, and experience baptism by immersion myself. Excited about this, I spoke to my mom, and she encouraged me to take the opportunity. But when I came back to church, I hesitated and didn't follow through. Later that day, while browsing online, I came across a video of people in a remote part of the world preparing for baptism. Missionaries had preached to them, and they were eager to be baptized. Since they didn't have access to a proper body of water, they dug a hole in the ground, lined it, and filled it with water. The water wasn't even clean, but they were filled with joy simply to have the chance to be baptized. That really made me reflect. If these people were willing to go to such lengths to be baptized, why was I hesitating when I had the opportunity so easily? The realization is what brought me here today. And I know that God has always been with me through my ups and downs, and he has been faithful to me all along. Today, I'm choosing to be baptized by immersion to publicly declare my faith in Jesus Christ. This is my way of saying yes to him again, and I'm excited to continue working with him in the days ahead. Thank you.
I will sing of the goodness of God. Amen.
Before we bring up Paul, we just wanted to share a video that Paul sent to us for us to share that in lines with his testimony. So we're just going to quickly watch a little video that Paul's given us. If we can play the video, please.
A person who can forgive nothing is a person who's totally destroyed psychologically and emotionally. Forgive your parents. Forgive any relationship that you ever had that didn't work out. Forgive everyone else in your life that has ever hurt you in any way. Forgive yourself.
Forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could be any different.
I think for myself, and I know many of you, you think forgiving means accepting what has happened to you. Well, it is accepting that it has happened to you. Not accepting that it was okay for it to happen. It is accepting that it has happened. And now, what do I do about it? Forgiving is giving up the hope, not holding on, hoping, wishing that it could have been any other way than it actually was. Giving up the hope that the past could be any different. And when I got that, I think it took me to the next level of being a better person. Because I don't hold grudges for anything or any situation, and neither should you, is letting go so that the past does not hold you prisoner, does not hold you hostage.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Paul, you want to come up? Cheers.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
But before I read my testimony, the reason I asked that to be played, in my life I've had things happen to me, more so a relationship where I was cheated on. She abused me emotionally and psychologically, and it took me quite a while to realize that that was happening, and I just got like numb to it. I got numb to life. I didn't want to, not to get too deep, but I didn't want to be here anymore. And I tried many times, and thankfully I was unsuccessful. But yeah, I've never really been able to forgive myself. And I think that's why it's difficult for me to make new friends and talk to people, because, you know, it's hard to open up. And, you know, when I do make friends with people, you know, I'm friends with you, you know, until the end. But for me, in my heart, if someone, you know, betrays me like my friend did, because I was married, I forgot to mention that. So, yeah, and that really affected me. It still does today. I don't think I'll ever get over that. So I've got a poem that I've done my testimony as a poem. So I'll read that. I've called it A Friend Forever. And it starts, I've walked roads both wide and long, surrounded yet I felt so wrong. So many faces, laughs and names, but none could quiet the hidden flames. I joked, I smiled, I played my part. Still I carried a heavy weight inside my heart. They cared, they tried, but they couldn't see the empty space that lived within me. I search for love that wouldn't fade, a bond no storm could ever break. But every friendship seemed to bend or break when hard times came or seasons end. So, sorry. One night in silence, still and deep, I tossed and prayed, I couldn't sleep. I whispered a soft, God, are you near? In the dark, his voice was clear. Not thunder loud, nor glaring lights, but the peace that broke my longest night. He spoke my name, he knew my soul, slowly and gently made me whole. Jesus, my Savior, my friend, my guide, the one who walks close by my side. He never leaves through every fall. He hears my cry and loves me through all. Now I can say with my heart set free, there's no greater friend there will ever be. He stays, he heals, he understands. His love is sure, his nailed, scarred hands. So I smile to hide the pain. I search for love that felt in vain, but now I know there is a name. His name is Jesus, he's here to stay.
Amen. Amen. That's who we praise. Hallelujah. We're so thankful to witness these baptisms today. And now you've got to put up with me for about another 10 minutes. But I'm sure you're going to be all right. So firstly, I just wanted to talk about Jesus himself. And I think we wouldn't do justice if we didn't talk about salvation, because maybe there are those in the congregation today that don't know Jesus. And we want to give them that opportunity to respond. So I want to read from John 3:16, one of our favourite scriptures. For God so loved the world so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have... There we go. Thank you, Danny. She did promise me that, you know. But I didn't want to say anything. But have eternal life. What a statement that is. What a statement for the world. That whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Now, as humans, where I grew up in London, there's a saying, there's no such thing as a free gift. Every free gift has an attachment to it. So if someone gives you a car for free, they probably want you to take them to work every single day of the week. There's going to be a catch somewhere. And that's what we say. There's no such thing as a free gift. You know, you go home to your mum and say, Mum, so-and-so gave me this. She'll say, oh, I'll give it back if I was you. What do you mean? They want something in the end, trust me. But ain't it amazing that this God, this Jesus, there's no attachment. It's a free gift of salvation. A free gift of salvation. And that's why, as humans, we struggle to accept it. Because in the back of our minds, we're thinking, what is God going to want from me in the end? He's going to make my life boring. Or he's going to do all these different things. And you know what? I felt like I had an exciting life before I knew Jesus. And trust me, wow, did my life get more exciting when I gave my life to the Lord. It was incredible. The best decision I could have ever have made in my life. This was the one thing I was searching for, even as young as a teenager. I remember secretly opening up the Bible and reading little bits as a teenager and then just putting it back in the drawer and thinking, that would be nice. And I remember something coming through the post, through the letterbox, and there was a picture of, you know, what heaven would look like. And I remember as a teenager looking at it and going, wouldn't that be nice? Never knowing that one day that I would give my life to him. So if you are in here today and you are a non-Christian, don't overthink too much regarding the salvation of God. Just accept that Jesus died on a cross for you and for me, and he gave you the gift of salvation. The world will offer you success, fame, followers. Me and JJ have a bit of banter who's got the most followers. You can hear it in, I'm just kidding. But trust me, there is always a cost. What can a man gain if he gains the whole world? If he gains the whole world, but yet forsakes his soul? It's a powerful saying. You can gain the whole world, everything that's in it, but you've gained nothing if you do not know Jesus. If you do not know him who died on the cross. The things in life we truly long for, the things in life we need the most, Jesus offers us. Eternal life, joy, forgiveness of sins, past, present, future. It's incredible. Restoration, rest. That's what this Jesus offers. And if you don't know him today and you would love to give your life to him, come and see myself or some of the team you've seen on stage, whoever it is, deacons, and come and talk to us. We have a prayer corner in the back. You can go to the prayer corner and someone will pray with you and for you. If that's a decision that you would like to make today, young and old, to make Jesus your Lord and a Saviour. Ain't it exciting to be a Christian? Amen? Amen. It's exciting. Boring. And finally, for those, and just like if you listen to the testimony of Faye today, she watched so many baptisms take place and was like, ah, And finally, praise God, she came and gave a public declaration that Jesus Christ is her Lord. You know, there's a scripture about the jailer. I mean, I would like to have been a fly on the wall, as we say, in that moment where Paul and Silas are praying and the prison doors just fly open. And the prisoner immediately goes, I'm dead. If those prisoners are gone, I'm finished. But what I love, and the reason why I'm using this, and in Acts 16, I'm going to read from 29, it says, the jailer called for the lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus. So that's for those who are non-Christians today. And you will be saved. Not might be, will be saved. And your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in the house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them, washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. What's the word it said there? Immediately. So many people go through a stage with baptism and say, I don't think I'm ready yet because I'm not good enough. I don't think I'm sinless enough. I don't know. I just don't feel it's the right moment. Well, when will the right moment be? Because just like that jailer, immediately they were baptized. So if that's you today and you're humming and ahhing about when I should get baptized, if you're under 18, of course, we're going to sit with parents in regard to that and speak about that. Don't let the enemy rob you of baptism because of the way you think your life is living at this precise moment in time. Because guess what? You are never, ever going to be perfect. So don't worry about being perfect for baptism, because it ain't going to happen. The Bible says to come as you are. Amen? Amen? So for those who are thinking about baptism and want to be baptized, have the discussions with myself, if you're in the youth, if you're in the adults, to some of the deacons. Unless, as Paul and Ife did today, give a public declaration that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Amen? Listen, today you are getting off early. Early. We had a few more baptisms in the pipeline that didn't happen, so you're getting off a bit early. So if you want me to just go for another 10 minutes? No, you don't. You're thinking about that cup of tea, aren't you? But if I hand back to the worship, can we just do something for us, please? I want us to do I Speak Jesus Again, followed by your final song, if that's okay. So let's really get before God and worship, because he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen? Amen. Amen.
just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. From the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the Jesus, shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Sing the chorus one more time. Your name.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
We actually have baptism certificates here already to give out to Paul and Ife. So what we're going to do, just talk to Adrian, if we give them here, and then actually the whole congregation, we can just pray over them, can't we?
Yeah.
Because we know in this journey, the enemy tries to steal, kill and destroy.
Yeah.
And we're going to declare that you will have life, and life in abundance, in Jesus' name. So Ife and Paul, if you just come forward, there's Paul. And in church, we're going to pray for them. Stretch your hands towards them. Let's pray for them, church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you so much for Ife and for Paul. We just pray, Father God,
that your will in their lives,
Lord, will come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That, Father God, we just know, Lord, that public declaration of saying Jesus Christ is Lord. The enemy doesn't like it. But we are victorious. And they are victorious because of him who lives in us. So Father, we just pray blessing over them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, it says in the book of Ephesians that you would do far beyond they could ever imagine or ever fathom. Let that be their portion, Lord, that you do beyond more than they could ever imagine and ever fathom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
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 Our last song of the service is My Jesus, My Saviour. And again, it's just another song that praises his name, glorifies him. Please join us in singing. So, Lord, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord. And as we go out into this week, Lord, let us carry this joy, carry this this blessing that you've given us, this this hope that we have in you. Let's carry that in your hearts and take it out into the world and share that with as many people as possible. Amen. Amen. Thank you, church. Please do join us in the lounge for teas and coffees. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Paul, I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face the fire, it won't burn me down. God's got my back, shall back me, shack up and make up. I want to walk like Moses, fight through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land no longer slave. The fear is talking, no, I can't take out my faith. I'm gonna pray, I'm gonna pray. Praise the mountain, moving body, blazing breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary, want to break my veins. I want to sleep like Daniel.
You stood up, guys, I cannot do that. You just started a little fast.